From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Bloomberg News is reporting today that Toyota is keeping the price of the Camry steady rather than lowering it to better compete in the U.S. The Camry has been the top-selling car here in the U.S. for 12 years, but it was outsold by the Honda Accord in April and the Nissan Altima in March. Price is, of course, one big factor, but for young people, it may not be the deciding factor when it comes to cars. Over the last few weeks, NPR and Youth Radio have been looking at the changing relationship between young people and the automobile. And here to discuss with us is NPR's business reporter, Sonari Glinton. Hi, Sonari.
Hey, Jeremy.
So are there any explanations for why millennials, young people, appear to be less interested in driving? What's changed?
Well, you pesky millennials are there's the changing nature of the culture, and the cell phone, for instance, has more importance in the lives of everyone, including young people. And and if you give a person a choice, they'll take it. So there are things like Zipcar, car sharing. Parents are more willing to let to drive their children. Children are more willing to get driven by their parents. And also there's a factor of it costs money to buy a car, and it costs money to even learn how to drive a car.
Yeah, well, how much of it is that? Because obviously the job market is tough, but especially tough for young people, and cars are very expensive.
Yeah, used cars are more expensive than they've ever been. And also, the economy hit millennials right as they were beginning to form households, purchase their first car.
Right.
I talked to a kid, Mike Club, who lives in Modesto, California, and he says he wishes he could afford a car.
My girlfriend drives me everywhere. That sounds sad, and like 20 years ago, I'd be considered pathetic, but it's almost normal now to be that way.
And, you know, women are edging out men in terms of learning to drive cars and buying new cars. So that's a part of the trend that's working out there.
Probably also a lot of young people deciding to live in cities where maybe they don't need a car, depending on what city it is. We were also talking this morning, Robin was talking about the expense of driver's ed. It can be hundreds of dollars in some states.
Yeah, I mean, so you have all of these economic barriers for young people to buy a car. And when you look, ownership and access used to be married, and now they're not necessarily getting a divorce, but they've moved to separate bedrooms. So you don't have to own a car to be able to have access to one.
Is the auto industry concerned about what's going on here? They are doing better than they've done in years.
Yeah, well, you know, young people, millennials are the largest generation since baby boomers. There's a huge number of people, and what they do has a disproportionate effect on the economy and the auto industry. So if they're less interested in driving, that could mean a lot for how we buy cars and how we produce them in the U.S.
Down the road. What does this mean then for the future of the industry?
Well, you know, car makers, the smart ones, are thinking about how this changes what they do. So I've heard really smart executives say things like, well, we're not going to be in the auto business. We're going to be in the mobility business. So BMW, General Motors are all, you know, part of car sharing. They're all looking for ways to make sure that they are responsible for getting you from place to place if you're by yourself.
Sonari Glinton is a business reporter for NPR. Sonari, thanks for coming in.
It's good to be here.
Robin, that driver's ed.
I just want to say, back in the day, driver's ed was free. It was a course, well, maybe not free, but it was not that expensive. Now most schools are charging hundreds of dollars for it, or you have to pay for it outside of school. We need a movement to get driver's ed back in school, and then you'll get kids driving. Just my two cents.
There you go. Back in 1 minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.